Good morning. This morning I want to talk to you more about how David encouraged himself in the Lord when he found himself in discouraging circumstances. We talked about that briefly a couple weeks ago, and I want to touch on that again and use a couple different scriptures. But the first scripture I want to use does come from 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. It's a time when David was distressed. His men were talking about committing mutiny on him because when they returned to Ziklag, the town that he had set up his camp with his men, had been overrun by the Amalekites, and the Amalekites had taken all of their stuff and all of their families and burned it to the ground. And so when they returned to Ziklag, David's men were very upset. And here's what it says, 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Our second scripture comes from the Sermon on the Mount. It's Acts 7, excuse me, Matthew 7, 7 through 8. And I'm going to use this passage as an outline for my talk. Jesus says this: Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. When you find yourself discouraged, I think that a good thing to do is ask yourself why. David in the Psalms, chapter 42, verse 5 says, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. We may not be able to identify the source of our discouragement or just why we are disquieted in our souls. We may have ideas of what that is. But one thing we do know is the source of our hope, God's remedy for our discouragement. And God says that he is our hope all throughout the scripture. And David is reminding himself of this. He says, My hope is in God, and I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. We're told in Acts 7:28 by Paul when he's giving a talk to the people at the place of the altar of the unknown God. He's talking about his faith, and he says, It's in him that we move and live and have our being. He's our source. He's our source of strength, and he's our source of hope. So after we ask, then we should seek. We should seek the Lord, seek to make the Lord our strength. And I see that David did this in the Psalms. In Psalm 18, he says, Lord, you are my strength. Lord, you are my rock. Lord, you are my fortress. Lord, you are my deliverer. Lord, you are my refuge. Lord, you are my shield. Lord, you are my stronghold. I know of a prayer ministry, and if you call and ask for prayer, after the prayer, they'll give you an affirmation. We should take affirmations from Scripture, such as the ones I just read to you, and we should declare them, make them our own affirmation. There's something about an affirmation that gives you strength and gives you faith. Athletes know this. Athletes know that they need to think positively. They need to talk positively. They need to believe, and they need to say they believe that they can commit the acts that they need to commit. They need to be able to do the athletic heroics that they need to be able to do. And they can only do that with positive thinking and positive statements. And we can do that in our faith. We can declare positively what we have in the Lord. And not only can we do that, it's essential. Who is your rock? Your rock is the Lord. Who is your fortress? Your fortress is the Lord. Your refuge is the Lord. He's your shield. He's your deliverer. I don't know about you, but when I say those affirmations, I feel an inner strength. You know, it's a fact that when you're positive, you're physically stronger than when you're negative. And we should declare that it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. Lastly is knock. God has a purpose for you in this life, and that purpose is to minister to others with your gifts. And we need to know that that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that resurrection power, now lives in each one of us. And we can take that resurrection power and minister life and encouragement to others through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. We are called to be friends to others and to knock on doors that the Lord has of ministry, doors of ministry that we can walk through and encourage others in Him. It may be just a ministry of listening and caring. I like that scripture that says, many are called and a few are chosen. I heard a pastor once say, many are cold and a few are frozen. And there's some truth to that too, because sometimes people are frozen in their discouragement and in their fear, and they need the warmth of the love of Jesus Christ to help them get back on track. I remember when I was very young, probably about 4, my cousin was 5, and he was a scientist. His name was Johnny, but he was just amazing. He had all kinds of animals as he grew up. When he was 4, I remember visiting him at his house, and we went out with our mayonnaise jars, and we caught bees. That's what we used to do when I was a kid. And we would poke holes in the top of the mayonnaise jar, and we would look at the bees. But what Johnny did one time is he put the bees in the freezer. I'm like, what is he up to? And then a little while later, he came back, and all the bees were frozen. And he took his jar, and he opened the jar, and he threw the bees out on the hot pavement. And we watched them as they thawed out and came back to life. And I've always remembered that experience. And when I was preparing this talk, I remembered it, because that's how I feel it is sometimes with us when we get full of fear or discouragement. We get frozen. And we need the love of the Lord to thaw us out. And that's the resurrection power that lives in us. You know, God has a ministry for you. I love the geography of Israel. And I love that the Jordan River flows into the Sea of Galilee that is just teeming with life and all kinds of fish. And then from the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River continues to flow down to the Dead Sea. And the reason the Dead Sea is dead is there's no outlet. God has a vision for you to have an outlet. That's your ministry. You need to knock. You need to ask God to show you where you can minister His love and His encouragement to others. In this coming week, may the Lord help us to get out of discouragement, out of fear, in this pandemic culture we live in, and to enter into the culture of the kingdom of God. Let us ask, let us seek, and let us knock. Amen.